from KQED.
After the housing bust, the California Public Employees Retirement System went after all three big ratings agencies on Wall Street. At issue that those companies slapped their gold star AAA rating on high-risk securities backed by questionable mortgages. CalPERS wasn't successful, although it did settle with Fitch. Then this week, the federal government sued Standard & Poor's, and all in a tumble, 16 states and the District of Columbia piled on too, according to the Associated Press. Here's Attorney General Kamala Harris.
Essentially, what they did is they misrepresented the value of the securities because they had as their motivation their own profits and their business interests instead of giving objective advice.
California's lawsuit filed in San Francisco Superior Court blames S&P for $1.3 billion in losses on a series of investments made by CalPERS and more than $39 million by CalSTRS, the California State Teachers Retirement System. The lawsuit seeks triple damages, which would bring the total to more than $4 billion. Federal officials declined to say why they singled out S&P, and so did Harris. CalPERS issued a statement applauding the lawsuit. S&P called all the lawsuits meritless and said, quote, "Although we deeply regret that these ratings did not perform as expected, 2020 hindsight is no basis to take legal action against the good faith opinions of professionals."